I'm WUWM's Susan Bentz. Despite weather, wind, and pandemic, thousands of people stood shoulder to shoulder on a flag-festooned airport tarmac in Janesville Saturday to rally in support of President Donald Trump. The Republican described the crowd as stretching as far as the eye could see. Trump came out swinging, saying he's the right choice for the most important election in the history of our country, not his Democratic opponent, Joe Biden.
And Biden handed control of his party over to hardcore militant left. The Democrat Party you once knew no longer exists. It's now a party of socialists and Marxists and left-wing extremists.
Nicole Granato has nothing but praise for President Trump. That's why she and her husband drove more than 2 hours and waited in line since early morning to see him.
He's kept his promises. He's built the economy. He's going to stop the child sex trafficking. He is protecting our country.
Janesville Common Council member Susan Johnson was not there. She, along with Democratic Governor Evers and healthcare professionals, wished Trump had stayed home as coronavirus cases soar in Wisconsin.
President Trump's failed response and inaction in the face of this crisis has led to the death of almost 1,600 Wisconsinites. These rallies not only threaten public health, but they also hurt our economy.
The president, members of his administration, and other supporters have been busy campaigning here, hoping to recapture a state that was critical to Trump's victory 4 years ago. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.